Cathal Swinney, manager of St Michael's, we're here in Mahragallan, the end of the group phase of the championship. Four wins from four. Listen, you couldn't have asked for better than that.
No, definitely not, Oisin. Now we're fairly happy with it. Coming into the championship now, it was just a matter of focusing on them first two games that we had, like, and get the 4 points, and the prelim was our aim, like. So once we got them there two results, we just set small targets within the group each week, and we just looked to tick them boxes off, and we'd done that with Dunlow 2 weeks ago. And coming over here, we set a few more targets for players to get to, and listen, they got there with flying colours today, and I have to praise the players big time for the shift they put on out in that their pitch there today. It was a big effort.
Yeah, because that was a really tight game. Like, there was nothing on 6-5 in the end on the scoreboard, and it might not have been lit up on the scoreboard, but it was a really tight fixture, so it was.
It was very tight, and listen, we knew coming over here, like, that over in Mahragallan, Gador was going to be really, really tough, but we felt it was a good opportunity this week to test ourselves against a top team. Like, they were in the final last year. They're a team full of quality, so we felt that this was our chance to really test ourselves and see exactly where we're at going further. And it was a tight game. There was a tight breeze there as well. A lot of people might not realise it was as tough, like, and it was kind of, at stages, it was really a chess game between two teams.
Yeah. And listen, you made a right call with a substitute because with Daniel McLaughlin came on the second half. He scored two of your 6 points. That was a good move.
Aye, it was. Listen, Daniel has got himself back fit this year. He's put in a massive effort. He's been very unlucky this last 3 or 4 years with injury. But the effort he's put in to come back, and he's probably playing through a bit of pain as well. So to see him coming on there and getting them rewards, it's pleasing as well. But I suppose, listen, you make them their changes and yeah, you hope that they'll pay off. And thankfully today it was one of them days that they did.
Yeah. Well, listen, Michael Langan skedaddled off here. He's probably away to the airport at this stage. He's going on his travels. And listen, he played his part today, particularly in that second half as well. He was, as expected, he was very, very good. But how big a blow is it going to be for you now going forward that Michael's not about?
Allison, Oisin, I'm not going to lie, it is a massive blow. Massive blow for the group as a whole, like, but listen, we've had 2 weeks to come to terms with it. And listen, Michael's a great fella. Like, this is something he's been wanting to do this last couple of years. So unfortunately for us, time has come for him to head on. But as I said, it takes 14 other players on a pitch to make that effort, and without the boys have been putting in that shift since January and February, and boys making sacrifices from Dublin and Galway and working wherever, they're the boys that have put on a real effort, and they're the boys that have got us this far.
Yeah, let's be honest about it, at the start of the championship somebody said the likes of Glen Swally and St Michael's would be sharing top spot. Some people might have raised their eyebrows at it, but that's the way that it's finished. Where can St Michael's go now in this championship, Cal?
Listen, as I said there earlier, Oisin, we haven't set any overall big goals. What we've just set was just to make the prelims, and then after that we've set small targets, and we're aiming to take small steps, and just each step is like a step on the ladder, and that's just the way we're going to carry on. We're not looking any further than the quarter final. We'll keep putting in the work. The players are putting in a massive shift, and I've no doubt that they're going to keep doing that. So we'll just keep doing that and putting our best foot forward and see where it can take us.
But the week break, obviously welcome, because these boys have put in that effort that you talked about, and the bodies will be sore, so it's good to get an additional week, isn't it?
Oh, it's massive. The week's break will make it. I just see Daniel McLaughlin walking past there. He'll definitely be happy with the week's break to let the body recover. But no, it is, and the work that, as I said, I'm repeating myself, but the work they've put in since January, like, they deserve to be this far. And I think, if truth be told, everybody outside of this group of players had us written off. Probably maybe some of our own had us written off as probably relegation contenders. And I think I seen somewhere where we were ranked near the bottom. But listen, today we're sitting in the top eight, and we're in the business end of championship football. And that's what it's all about.
Okay, well done today. We'll catch up again soon.
Cheers, Oisin. Thank you.